first Yiddish lawman. I believe I lived back in the 1880s. As Irving Grease Manowitz. The sheriff who wore a 10-gallon yarmulke. I had a horse that wouldn't gallop or canter. He slept. And in my holsters, instead of six guns, there were two big jars of Kreploch. I won the bad guys over, not by shooting, but with guilt. And everywhere I went, the goyim would sing, Ride, 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 Irving. Oh! Ride, 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 Irving. I was drinking a Manischewitz down at the Silver Dollar Saloon, where a shiksa was stuffing by the name of Giddy went. Trying desperately to talk them into playing Marjan instead of five-card stud. When I walked into the bathroom to make my bladder gladder, they had a big trowel where all the cow pokes had unlimbered timber and drained the vein. And as I glanced up and down the line, I realized that these rough characters had not had a bris. All I saw to the right and left of me were hooded vipers. I said, do you realize this is unsanitary? Take a look at what I got. Huh? Clean. Nice. No worrying about debris buildup. What do you think? And they all oohed and aahed and said, wow, Sheriff, you mean you can do that for us? I said, sure enough. If you'll all line up, let me take out my buck knife here. All right. Come here, Ace. Hold steady a second. Ah, you sissy. You're the guy that knows how to rope and tie in random and you're worried about a little piece of skin. All right. Here, put it in the bowl there. All right, Tex. Come here a second. Let me see that bad boy. Hey, Clem. Let me see here. Hold still. Just close your eyes. Bite down. Ah! All right. There you go. All right. Let me take the residue and flip it in this little dish here. All right. Let me pour a little red eye on that bad boy. Ah! It's disinfectant. It's disinfectant. All right. I take this dish of remnants outside and dispose of it, please. Now, you guys, let me see. You swab this with red eye every 3 hours until the healing process takes. Then you look just like me. A couple of weeks from now, you unlimber that bad boy in Miss Kitty's house of pleasure. And they won't know what to make of you. Imagine my shock and horror, however, when I walked out of the bathroom and the bartender looked at me and said, hey, Sheriff, thanks a lot. You've really livened up the place. Everybody likes the new chewing gum we're serving.
The guy is nuts. Grab him.